Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, Ba'am Rav Yosef. Ba'am Rav Yosef, Eskupa, Sha'amu, Rachba Arbo, Ve'inan, Ve'ina Gvaya Sora. In Tema, Gvaya Sora, Rachba Arbo, Roshus Bifnei Azman. Rav Yosef said that the threshold discussed in the earlier Baisa is 4x4 Tvachim wide and it's not 10 Tvachim tall. If you say that it's 10 tall and 4 wide, then it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid by itself. In Tema, Kavoya Asoa Ve'ina Rach B'dalad, Hada Dama Rav Chista, V'shem Asi, Kana notes Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Kavoya Asoa Tvachim, Mutal Lakan Lakan, V'vad Shle Yachlis. If you say that it's 10 Tvachim tall and not 4 Tvachim wide, it will be like Rav Chista said in the name of Asi, if a stick was inserted in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and it's 10 Tvachim tall, when we transfer from it to here and to here, means Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to it, because it's a Makom Patur. As long as he does not transfer from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim via the stick. Elakein Anakaimen, Shisei Barachva, Arbo, Vele Gvaya Asor. Rather, we're discussing when it was 4 wide and not 10 Tvachim tall. Askupish Lifnei HaPesach, Achim Aimim, Kozman, Sheha Pesach Pasuach, Kula Kulefnim, No, Kula Kulechutz. A threshold in front of the opening of the house, others say that as long as the door is open, all of it means the threshold is like inside the house, means Rosh Hashanah Yochid. When the door is closed, all of it is like outside, means it's part of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Malan Kaimen, Im B'Makura, Afilu No'u Kula Kulefnim, Im Shein B'Makura, Afilu Pasuach Kula Kulechutz. What's the case? If the threshold is covered, even if the door is closed, all of it is like inside. The outer edge of the covering is considered to descend and make a fourth wall, due to the concept of pitikra yeru v'soisim. If it's not covered, even if the door is open, all of it's like outside. But one forbid carrying when one side is totally open. Elakein anankaimen v'shechetzia mukura v'chetzia enu mukura. Well, the case is that half is covered and half is not covered. When the door's closed, then we have this concept pitikra yeru v'soisim, but it doesn't apply because there's no mechitza for an area less than 4x4. When it's open, we say pitikra yeru v'soisim, and it does apply, and permits the covered part. Since part is permitted, all is permitted. Ma'o no kula kulachutz muta lishtamish v'toicha lachutz eminachutz v'toicha. What does it mean when it's closed, all of it is like outside? May one transfer from it to outside, which is oven, and from outside to it? Surely one may not. The threshold has three walls. Midoraisa, it's considered, which is hayochid. If you say kashahoya, v'pesach chur, os lishtamish v'toicha lachur, v'menachur l'toicha. The Gemara answers it's like outside means one may not transfer between it and inside. How is this relevant when the door is closed? The case is there was a hole in the door. One may not transfer from the threshold to the hole or from the hole to it. Rinasan Aime, no kula kalachutz. Pasuach, chetzi kalefnim, chetzi kalachutz. Rinasan says that if the door is closed, all of the threshold is like outside. If it's open, half is like inside and half is like outside. He doesn't say since part is permitted, all is permitted. Again, Savrina Mema Eskupa Dalad. The Gemara asks, well, don't we say that a threshold must be 4x4 to be a Kamanus? Less than this is a Makom Patur. When the door's closed, why does he consider half like outside to forbid transferring from it to inside? It's less than 4. Le'acha she'inal ha'pesach kula kalachutz. Af k'sha pesach pasuach chetzi kalefnim v'chetzi kalachutz. The Gemara answers that since when he closes the door, all is like outside, even when the door is open, half is like inside and half is like outside. We don't say that the outer half is batel. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's halacha base. Le'yeshiv adam lefnei ha'safa, samach le'mincha, az yispala, le'ikanash le'lemerchatz, le'lebuski, le'lechov, le'ledin. The Mishnah says one may not sit in front of a barber, means begin a haircut, close to the time of mincha, until he prays, nor enter a bathhouse or a tannery, or begin to eat or to judge. If one began one of these, he need not interrupt. One interrupts to say Shema, but not for prayer. And the Gemara says, "Anan taninan samach lemincha, tani yubichia samach lechashicha." The Gemara asks that our Mishnah says close to mincha, but Yubichia taught close to dark. Masnisin svicha, masnisin yubichia, masnisin yubichia svicha, masnisin. The answer is our Mishnah needs also the teaching of Yubichia, and Yubichia's teaching also needs our Mishnah. Hila tana Yubichia, ulai taninan anan. Havinan amrin loy, she say loy omu, ela chasheicha, If Rav Chiya's teaching was taught, but not our Mishnah, we'd have said that they said only close to dark, not close to Mincha. Therefore, we need our Mishnah. Oy ilu, I should say, taninan anan v'lei tana Rav Chiya, having an amrin kulan de taninan mincha kulan de taninan chashecha. If our Mishnah was taught, but not Rav Chiya's teaching, we would have said that all the Mishnahs that say close to Mincha, we should bid close to Mincha, and all the Mishnahs that say close to dark, we should bid only close to dark. From this that our Mishnah taught Mincha and Rechia Rabba taught dark, this shows that even when the Mishnah teaches dark, it means Mincha. Mechananya ben Achid Rabbi Hoshea Omar Masnisin Bamei Aretz Ben Madatani Rechia Bechabirin. Rabbi Chanina, the nephew of Rav Hoshea, said that our mission discusses an Am Haaretz. Rav Chiya's teaching discusses a Chaver, which means that we need not be so stringent for a Chaver. Rabban de Kisarin Amrin Masnisa Kabi Yehuda Min Madatani Rav Chiya Kabbalon. And the third answer is Rabban of Kisarin, all forbidden until the latest time for Mincha. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who permits Mincha, who says Mincha is until Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Chiya's teaching is like Rabbanon, who permits Mincha until dark. If Ne'asapa, Samach LeMincha, Ajif Palo, Vali Yikanas LeMerchatz. The Mishnah said, when we not sit in front of a barber, close to Mincha, until he prays, nor may he enter a bathhouse. Aschalasapa, Avehi, Mishi Yaschil, LeGaleich. What's considered the beginning of a haircut? It's when he begins to shave his head. Ratani Yoshev legalech, Bova Omuloi, Meis Abev, Hoi, the Mashlim, Esroishoi, Echel Megalech, Echad, and Misgalech. The vice asked the question, if one sat to shave and they came and told him that his father had died, he finishes his head, means because it's disgraceful if only part of his head is shaved. This applies both to the barber, means if he heard that his father died, even though an avo may not work, and to the one who is shaved. Ve'afya, I should say, Ela, Misha, Yis'atef, Beluntis. The answer is that rather, the beginning of a haircut is from when he covers himself with the cloth, which is put on to one who is being shaved to keep his clothes clean. Ascholas ha-merchats evihi, what's considered the beginning of entering the bathhouse? Rebzvikan v'shem v'chanina amma m'shiyateh ha-guri. Rebzvikan quoting v'chanina said it's from when he unties his belt. Rav amma m'shiyateh m'naloi, Rav says from when he unties his shoe. Yadori Yoshua ben Levi ha-ve-yalif shema parshisa min barbarei b'chol ha-ruvah shuba. Chadzman inchi v'al mischi v'ahin dimusin d'tveria v'hava m'stamich al kasfei d'rebi chir ba'aba. In her, the Lashama Parshase min Barbarei b'chazar nafekle. This is like Rabbi Shimon Levi, who used to hear a parsha from his grandson every Erev Shabbos. Once he forgot and entered one of the bathhouses in Tiberia. He was leaning on the shoulder of Chiba Abba, and remembered that he did not hear a parsha from his grandson. He went back and left. Manhava, what was his situation when he left? Rabbi Jussi, Omar Kachava. Rabbi Jussi said it was like he entered, which means he hadn't yet removed anything. And Elazar Rabbi Yossi says that he had already removed his clothes. Rabbi didn't teach like this in our Mishnah. Rather, if they began, they do not interrupt. And later, Chizkiah said that anyone who is exempt and he fulfills, he's called a commoner. Amalei chia bni kalei beinecha shekala shemir pasha min ben benoi ki ilahu shoima mehasina. Shimon Levi answered, chia my son, means my Talmud. Is it light in your eyes that anyone who hears a pasha from his grandson is as if he heard it from Harsinai? Umataima, roidatan levanecha levanei vanecha, yema sheamata lefnei Hashem alekecha becheyev. What's the source for this? It's a pasuk in Dvarim Perek, Dalad, Psukim, Tes, and Yud. It says, and you will inform your sons and your So the sons of your sons, the next pasuk says, the day upon which you stood before Hashem in Chayiv. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Chiya, b'shem Rav Yochanan, im Yochel, at l'shalshelas ha-shmua, at Moshe, shalshela, v'im lav, tofus, oi rishon, oi achron, achron. Rav Chizkiya, quoting Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rav Chiya, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that if you can trace a teaching until Moshe, means name all the chacham in the chain of the tradition, trace it. If not, mention only the first or the last. מהתיימי בהודעת לבניך ולבני בניך, יום השעמת לפני, עד יום השעמת לפני השם אליקיך בחיוב. what's the source of the first half? The pasuk again says, and you inform your sons and the sons of your sons, the day upon which you stood, if possible, trace it until the day that you stood in front of Hashem Elokecha on Sinai. Yidol Amar Kol Ha'ima Shmuel Mepi Ha'ima Yehiroye Ba'al Shmuel Ki'ilu Ha'ima Kenegdo. Yidol said that anyone who says a teaching in the name of an author, he should picture it as if the author of the teaching stands in front of him. Amar Ta'ima Ach B'Tselem Yithalech Ish. What's the source? It's a pasuk in Tehillim Lamentes Pasuk Zayin that Ach B'Tselem Yithalech Ish means one should go with the image of his Rebbe in front of him. Siv Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chastoy V'Ish Emunim Mi Yimsa. Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chastoy V'Sha Kol Adam V'Ish Emunim Mi Yimsa Ze Rebbe Zeyur. It says in the Pasuk in Mishle Perchof Pasuk Vav, many people call upon the man who promises them kindness, but who can find a trustworthy man? So the first phrase, many people call upon the man who promises kindness, refers to other people, means they're not so meticulous that teachings were reported accurately. But who can find a trustworthy man? That refers to Rabbi Zeira. Dam Rabbi Zeira, Leitzan Sichim, Chashashin, Leshmoa Seidur, Sheshes, Dehu Gavra, Miftacha. And Zeira says, we don't need to be concerned for teachings of Rav Sheshes because he is a man whose heart is open, and surely he didn't err. Rabbi Zeira had faith in his Rebbe, Rav Sheshes. Am Rabbi Zeira, Le Rabbi Yasa, Chakim, Rabbi Lebapadaya, Dat Amma Shmosa Mishmei, Amalei, Rabbi Yechon, Amman Mishmei. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi, do you know Ba'apadaya that you say a teaching in his name? Perhaps you heard others cite him mistakenly. Rabbi Yasa answered, Rabbi Yechon said it in his name, and I rely on Rabbi Yechon. Am Rabbi Zeira, Le Rabbi Abba Barzavda, Chakim, Rabbi Lerav, Dat Amma Shmosa Mishmei, Minshmei, Amalei, Rabbi Adaba, Avo, Amman Mishmei. Rav Zeira said to Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Rabbi, do you know Rav that you say a teaching in his name? Rabbi Abba answered, Rabbi Abba Bar Abba said it in his name. Below Leborsaki, the Mishnah said that one may not enter a tannery close to Mincha before he prays. If one began, he has to interrupt the Seishana. As you now say, Ezehi Haskolas at Leborsaki, Meshiyaskam Melachto. What's the beginning of tanning? It's from when he begins his work. Yisachami Bedilin Memi Sherechai Ra. Gemara asks, how can you say so? We separate from someone with a bad smell before saying Divrei Kedusha, and you say that he interrupted the Shema. Surely someone who works in a tannery has a bad smell. The Gemara answers that rather it's from when he only wore the clothes of his trade before he begins his work.